The World Health Organization is reporting that so far 61 diamond miners in the Democratic Republic of Congo have died of pneumonic plague, the most contagious form of plague. The outbreak is in the Ituri region, and there's great concern about a spread of the disease in an area that is already beset by fighting and a series of humanitarian crises that have killed millions. NPR's Brenda Wilson is in Africa reporting on health issues, and she filed this report.
Around 7,000 miners are believed to work in the Zobia diamond mine in the northern region of the Democratic Republic of the Congo near Uganda. Ongoing conflict there has made it difficult to reach the site and conduct an investigation. This much is known. WHO's Dr. Eric Berterot will be leading a team of health investigators. He says health workers from clinics, hospitals, and organizations like Doctors Without Borders and MedAir found evidence of the disease cropping up just after the mine reopened in December.
They collected all the cases which could fit in the case definition of pneumonic plague. And like that, they catch up around 300 or 400 suspected cases. It's difficult to be sure that really all of them are cases of pneumonic plague. We know the new cases are still occurring, and yesterday there was 20 cases admitted in the health facilities in Zobia close to the mine.
The outbreak of pneumonic plague probably started out as untreated bubonic plague, which is the most common form of the disease. It's endemic to the area around the mines. It's carried by small animals and fleas, and is usually transmitted to humans when they are bitten by fleas or handle infected animal material. In more than half the cases, it is fatal. The disease becomes much more deadly when it gets into the blood and more contagious when it gets into the lungs. Dr. Mei Chu, a member of WHO's Alert and Response team, says that's what leads to pneumonic plague.
The epidemic that we are talking about then is of a unusually larger numbers, but it's in an area in which plague is commonly known. So it's not unusual because persons with plague may not have sought help and they may have gone into advanced stages of disease where it spread to their lungs and they're coughing and then it creates a chain of transmission.
She says the disease can be contained by isolating the person and can be treated with antibiotics in the early stages. Otherwise, it kills quickly. In this instance, Dr. Berterot says conditions in the mine and panic among miners who fled after the outbreak contributed to the spread of the disease.
It's an open mine with many irregular miners coming from everywhere, leaving at any time. We estimate that 3,000 or 4,000 of them run away from the mine, but it doesn't mean that all of them were sick.
There is the potential that someone infected with the disease will flee to a city like nearby Kisangani, but health officials are cautiously optimistic that anyone with the disease will seek treatment at a hospital or clinic. The World Health Organization hopes to have a team there by the beginning of next week, but getting to the mines will depend on the level of security in the area. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Abuja, Nigeria.